As North Carolina's new treasurer, Republican Dale Falwell has two key jobs: run the pension and the health care system for state employees and retirees. Both, Falwell says, are in trouble. The pension is underperforming while paying hundreds of millions of dollars in fees to Wall Street. And the state health care system is looking at $42 billion in unfunded costs. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you think these problems only affect state employees and retirees, you're wrong. Here's why. Before the state of North Carolina can spend money on things like roads or schools, it first must pay its bills. And Dale Falwell says there's a pecking order for that. At the top of the list, paying off bonds.
The state has an obligation to first fund what we call debt service payments, and then after that, pension and health care. And that's why these are so critical.
Falwell is a certified public accountant who ran on being more transparent as treasurer. He spent the last few months running the numbers, and what he's found is troubling.
This is not emotional, it's not political, but it's mathematical.
And that math, Falwell says, is showing headwinds coming on two fronts. First, there's the pension system, an $89.1 billion behemoth. It's the 26th largest reservoir of public money in the world. But like all reservoirs, it's not stagnant. Money flows in from current state workers and flows out to retirees. As more and more people retire and live longer, the reservoir starts to dip. The pension fund relies on investments to make up for that. Those investments must return 7.25% per year for that to work. In the last fiscal year, Falwell says, the pension saw returns of less than 1%. And
over the last 15 years, we've earned just a little bit over 6%.
Part of this underperformance is due to bonds, which can be managed in-house. These once were safe bets for a pension system, but their yields are linked to interest rates. Historically low interest rates have led to historically low yields. In order to compensate for that, Falwell's predecessor turned to what's known as alternative investments.
These alternative investments, approaching over $25 billion, these alternative investments are not things that you can open the Wall Street Journal up and see what the price is.
Because they're owned or controlled by private firms, which don't have to make their financials public. Things like private equity and hedge funds, real estate, and other things you're not likely to find in your 401k.
We own close to $1 billion worth of timber, raw timber.
The true value of which can only be known when it's sold. The same is true with determining the value of investments in private equity and hedge funds. Since these investments aren't traded publicly, their dollar value is not set by the market, but by the managers of the funds themselves. And some, in turn, can profit from that directly, since they're paid a percentage of the paper value of that investment. All these funds are financially complicated and already come with hefty fees.
Over the last 15 years, the fees that the state treasurer's office has paid to Wall Street have gone from $50 million to over $600 million per year.
Falwell campaigned on cutting these fees by $100 million in his first year. So far, he says, he's cut $15 million. Overall, Falwell says, state retirees would be much better off if the pension had invested not in alternatives, but in simple, low-fee funds, the kind you would find in a 401k. Those have shown much better returns.
They would have been better off by billions and billions of dollars.
Now, remember, the pension is just one of the mathematical headwinds Dale Falwell is trying to navigate. The other is the state's health plan. And there, the numbers are even more troubling.
We just received an actuarial report that shows that our unfunded health care liability just for state employees is $42 billion.
Yes, billion with a B. And no, Falwell says, this has nothing to do with Medicaid or Medicare. North Carolina directly pays the health care costs of more than 700,000 state employees, retirees, and their dependents. The $42 billion in unfunded liability, which is really expected debt, is not owed now. But that bill will eventually need to be paid. How the state got here is simple, says Falwell. North Carolina just paid the bill that was due each year. Last year, that amounted to roughly $3 billion. But over the years, lawmakers in both parties did little else, even though they knew this cost was coming.
there was nothing being put aside for over 30 years into the state health plan. So when you're not properly putting money aside for something, and the cost of that something is going up, doubling every 6 or 7 years, you can see how very quickly you can get to a $42 billion problem.
You know, I'm not shocked by it, I guess.
Jean-Pierre Aubry is the director of state and local research at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
We maintain a database of about 160 of the largest pension plans in the country,
including North Carolina's. And they also track additional retirement benefits like health care. Aubry says North Carolina lawmakers have a decision to make.
Those watching this space need to give governments time to either pre-fund the promises they've made or change the promises.
Pre-fund means pony up cash to eventually cover that $42 billion healthcare bill, or they need to cut back on what is offered to state workers. State Senator Andy Wells, a Republican from Hickory, is trying to do both. He introduced a bill last week to put $100 million a year for the next 15 years into the state pension system. But it would also significantly change the benefits for future state workers. Those hired in 2018 would not get a pension, but a 401k, though the state would match the employee's contribution. Wells's bill would also only offer these future state workers health coverage while they are employees. Once retired, they're on their own. These kinds of changes, though, have a cost. They may be good for the balance sheet, but they harm recruiting, says Aubry.
Public sector workers get less in wages and more in the other benefits, and private sector workers get more in wages and less in the other benefits. And so they're both getting basically the same as a total package.
If you tip that scale against public sector workers, you'll get lower quality workers in state jobs. But something must be done, says Treasurer Dale Falwell. He knows that when you think of what the state spends money on, you're likely not thinking about health care and pensions.
They wake up thinking about public education, universities, community colleges, the roads, the zoo, the museums, all those other core functions of state government.
But if nothing is done, all those key functions could be affected if all the money is gobbled up first by pensions and health care costs. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.